Hello, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Now, there's things that just been happening more on a deeper level. You would say really healing. Really, really, really deep healing that is happening. And we had just gone through some... I want to say horrific. It was extreme. But it was something that had to be done. You kind of break barriers within barriers. It felt very much like that. And I would say that some of it was from the collective as well. But is kind of getting to... open up to your other gifts, right? And one of the things was empaths, right? Still not very familiar with it, but being open to that gift brings great healing. And that's not only within yourself, but with the collective. You know, while I was doing this deep healing, it was, you can feel all these emotions that will come up in regards of being in the matrix of lack, right? But we're not functioning through that any longer. But that is kind of what the battle was about. And being able to move that from your cellular level and just have that just flow out of you, right? The other thing that you would say we are going through is changes. But when is that? Never, right? It's always, changes always come up to the surface, but these are major changes. These are changes with what you're gonna do in your life. Some jobs, right? And what direction do I take? One of the things that is, I guess, motivates me to keep on searching for what I want would be something that is true to you, right? Instead of just going for something that is not true to you. And this could be very simple as, now that you are no longer in that job that you were in, what do you do? Do you go back to a 9-to-5, 8-to-5, or do you find something that is similar to what you did and know that there's opportunities through that? Right? So it's a little bit shocking at first because you really have to kind of let it sink in, soak in. But I guess just with all grieving, right? When something ends, something new begins, right? And I believe the collective and yourself were having a little bit of seeing it through, right? But now we're in a different place. Now we are, it's clear, and you would have probably saw that your environment was turned upside down, right? And what that means usually is if your home would seems to be always clean, and all of a sudden, it's just, and that's, have my dog here. Your. But if you used to see that it was very, clean, and then all of a sudden, it just was craziness. Things were all over the place. You would notice things that felt stagnant. You would feel that things needed to change. You felt that cluttering came in, and it was just like being able to see it, and knowing that there is something that needs to happen, but not able to move from it. And it could be very well that when you're not able to move from it, it is that you have to feel it, see it, accept it, and know that all transitions do take their process, right? So now we're in the other, like we got up the hill, we were at the hill, and now we're down the hill. So it feels good. It feels good. It feels like things that were not okay. Now it gives you new opportunities, new ways of doing things. And that's why I decided to come up on this podcast again, just so I can be a little bit more practical when it comes to this, because a lot of people, and just like me, I have to see the practical thing of things, right? One other thing that I was doing yesterday while I was kind of removing things from my kitchen, because that was like the main point, right? There it was extremely like out of this world, but I had a bag of rice, like it was 10 pounds of rice, and it was there, and then, you know, one of the things that you can do, I guess, to really move energy around is to decide for yourself that that's not where you want to be in anymore. And so I have plastic, just plastic containers that for a purpose I have them. And I said, you know what, I should put the rice in the containers. So like that, I don't have the bag of rice. There's, you know, it just looked kind of messy for me. And what I wanted to do is really kind of amplify my environment with decluttering, right? Embracing it and let it feel more freely and feel more soothing, and being able to have this beautiful frequency in my kitchen. You can say, you know, just making it feel more spacious, right? Because especially when you live in a closet, oh my God, that's crazy. Some people may feel like they live in a closet just because it's so small, just because of the apartment, right? And how it is. But these are kind of things that you put yourself to, I guess, to challenge, right? That you can make everything your home, right? You can make it feel like your home. That's usually a challenge for a lot of us. But once I started doing that, it just felt really good. It felt like therapy. It felt just even the little simple thing to do is putting rice in containers, cleaning up your pantry, cleaning the area where you have your appliances, right? It just felt really good. So doing practical things go a really long way, right? And getting back to what you love, right? Getting back to, and instead of when things are all happening, right? Just like how I said that right now, an ending, it could be an ending of a job, but of new beginnings, is to not be in a place of lack of, well, I'm not going to have enough. Be always in a place of new beginnings, new opportunities. Opportunities are coming to me, and being able to, you know, continue to what you were doing before you heard this news, right? It's getting back to what aligns with you. That's kind of the magic thing, is being honest and true to you, right? And these are challenges that are going to come up, but know that you have gone through this so much that it feels that what we went through was more on a deeper cellular level. And that's why it felt very extreme. It felt very tiresome. There was a lot of fog in the air. And but it has been uplifted. You have removed it. It is so much clearer to you. It does not feel like we're going back to the energy that we were in before this hit us. It turned us into a new direction. It turns us in a way of how seeing things and how we're going to be approaching things. And so this is kind of like your canvas right now at this time, right? But moving forward with the mindset of abundance, okay, of opportunities always come to me, creativity I see through me, right? So just being in that matrix of abundance versus the lack, and you will see so many things manifest that it is very exciting and very powerful, right? Everything is, when things don't, you have to understand, when things don't, they're kind of moving away from you. Things are breaking from your norm. It's because you are growing out of that into something that is more aligned with you. And that is what we really have to see. We have to seek that opportunity. We have to see that opportunity, that that's what it is, versus being in a victim mentality, right? I did feel a little bit of that while I was going through these emotions, right? But not very much, but I did tap into that. All right, my beautiful friends, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, namaste.